This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
The Hunger Games: Mockingjay, part one of the two-part finale of the series, shows us a vision of the future. And it's a vision of the future in which everyone wants to be a teenage girl. Maybe not that different than the present. There was an article by A.O. Scott, the film critic for the New York Times, who wrote about the death of the American adult. The Hunger Games is certainly a part of that discussion, and why so many people identify with what is essentially a teenage girl's unique situation to puberty. Really, it's the ultimate metaphor for puberty. She is changed into something she's not sure she wants to be. And the tension in the movie has to do with her deciding whether or not she wants to stand for things that the adults in her life tell her she should stand for, which is a very teenage angst-filled proposition. Do you want to enter the world of the adults on their terms or on your own terms? And what does that say about the world you live in? Do you have to accept it at face value, or can you strive for it to make it something that is inherently your own? It also involves a love triangle between childhood loves and kind of best friendy loves and more sort of passionate, lust-based adult loves. So here the fantasy is that all of the men that you love will firefighting for you, and that the entire world holds you up as a symbol, sings your songs, repeats them, wears your symbol as a pin, and that all of the designers in the world fight to put you on display and then shoot essentially commercials with you, and that your life, which is a reality show anyway, which is the Hunger Game battlefield, is a reality show sort of like Survivor, becomes a full-time sort of keeping up with the Katnisses. There's a line in the movie where someone says, take off the makeup, she looks about 35, because she is 24, Jennifer Lawrence, playing like a 13-year-old, 14-year-old part. If you read the books, I think 13, 14-year-olds makes more sense. But here we've got Oscar winners, Philip Seymour Hoffman, in his last role, sort of jarringly being central to the film, and Jennifer Lawrence, another Oscar winner. We've got essential actor Julianne Moore, just amazing actors, and the fact that they've chosen this role and that so many people are enthralled by it, it's definitely an interesting movie. It's worth taking a look at. It's also worth thinking about why so many people find this movie interesting that are above the age of 13.